Hey, good evening, and welcome to the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. Tonight, we have great music and an exclusive interview with The Bawdies. Right now, here are The Bawdies with Party Party from their all-new album, This Is The Party. Listening to the J-Pop Exchange. An exclusive interview with The Bawdies is coming up right after this next song, courtesy of The Bawdies. Here's Sunny Side Up.
We'll be right back.
Joining us right now are the Bodies, right here on the J-Pop Exchange.
Hi, we are the Bodies, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks for having us. I'm Roy, the vocalist and bassist of the Bodies. My English is not perfect, but I do my best. Great to be here.
Glad you could be here. Welcome. Would you mind sharing with us what it was like growing up in Japan? Where did you grow up? Was it in a small town or a larger town?
We're all from Tokyo, and we grew up together going to the same schools since elementary school. Before starting the band, we played basketball together until high school.
That's awesome. Please tell us about your early musical experiences.
We actually played basketball until high school. After that, we started the band. So the Bodies is really our only musical experience. We can each play our own instruments.
Who are your musical influences and what music do you like to listen to?
We were first inspired by the Sonics. From there, we started digging deeper into 60s garage punk and the rhythm and blues, rock and roll, and soul music that inspired them. That's still the foundation of our music today.
And what led you to want to pursue a career in music?
When we were in high school, we heard the Sonics in the record store, and it changed our lives. That's why we started making music.
Could you tell us a bit about how the Bodies sound first came together? Were you always aiming for this style of rock, or did it develop over time?
At first, we just wanted to be like the Sonics, but over time, we started finding our own style.
Your music draws heavily from Western rock traditions. How do you feel it is received in Japan?
Many Japanese bands are strongly influenced by Japanese music, so I think our music feels fresh, because we are more directly influenced by Western rock traditions.
Interesting. Your live performances are known for being very energetic. How do you approach bringing that classic sound to a modern audience on stage?
It's actually pretty simple. We just show everyone how crazy we are about rock and roll. Rock and roll is an explosion of emotion, and we bring that feeling straight to the stage.
Yes, I really see that, and it really comes across. Can you give us some insight into your creative process? How do you go about writing a song?
First, I come up with melodies and lyrics while playing the bass, and then I play it for the band. From there, the other members join in through jam sessions, and we build the song together in a very primitive way.
That's very interesting. Please tell us about your latest album.
This is our 10th album, but we wanted to make it feel like our first album again, because we believe a rock and roll band's debut album is the purest rock and roll.
Interesting perspective. How can fans contact you to learn more about your music?
Follow us on social media and check out our music online. And if you can, come to one of our shows.
That sounds fun. We'll provide links on our website, jpopexchange.net. And it would definitely be fun to attend one of your shows. Do you have any current or upcoming projects that you'd like to talk about?
This year, we're planning to do a tour in Australia. We're not sure about next year yet, but we'd love to play gigs in the United States too. So please invite us.
That sounds fantastic. I would love to see that. Is there anything you'd like to talk about that we have not discussed thus far?
Thank you so much for having us. We promise we'll play gigs in the United States someday. So please come see us. See you soon.
That's awesome. Thank you. Do you have a message for your listeners in the United States?
In the United States, when people think of Japanese rock and roll bands, they might think of Guitar Wolf and the 5678s. We feel like they're little brothers. We think American rock and roll fans will enjoy our music too. We can wait to see you someday.
We definitely agree that American rock and roll fans will love your music. We can't wait to see you here too. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us. Good luck with everything.
Slow down, stay alive. Come on, be.
listening to the J-Pop Exchange. We're playing music from the Bawdy's all-new album, This Is The Party. From that album, you just heard the track titled, Move Your Soul. Here are the Bawdy's with Someday.
Bye.
Right now, as we head to break, here's Devil's Blues. From the Bawdy's all-new album, This Is The Party. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange.
Midnight Moon!